Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to an amazing Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation, the conversation that you're a part of. Me too. Yes, I got to get on, what is it? Who is that lady? Oh, Alyssa Milano's Twitter page and put me too. Monica Lewinsky did, you know, that's if you've ever been sexually harassed or abused. See, because you got this thing in the world that only blacks can be discriminated against, and only women can be abused or beaten or sexually assaulted or anything like that. Well, Monica Lewinsky posted, yes, she had been a victim, and of course, it's Bill Clinton. I mean, you figure. Bill has been with everyone but Hillary. I mean, there's actually videos out there that say that Chelsea's not even there, so who knows. Also, I want to get into Chelsea Handler, who claims that she left the show to galvanize her stance because the political elections went backwards on her. I think the show was canceled, and she's trying to save her own butt because no one watched. Also, the NFL, they're like the UN. They have tons of meetings and get nothing accomplished. I want to get into that. Also, I got a call the other day from England. Yes, Prince Williams and Kate called me to let me know that they're going to have a baby. Just kidding, folks. But they are going to have a baby, and it's just exciting news about kids having kids coming and having a baby. Because I think kids are the greatest gift you can ever have in this world, besides my wife. And it's just amazing. Great news. It's not like, okay, here we go. 5 million people died. It's a great, great thing. If you fly Delta, you're probably not going to want to after you hear this story going viral. And today, I mean, what day is the stock market not going to break record highs? I don't know why I even bring it up, but hey, you have to because no one else does. Also, how did Manchester United fare against Benfica in the Champions League? I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. And at some point during the conversation, I will be doing a Facebook Live. So if you're listening and you're a friend of mine, you'll be able to check that out. James 1:21. To get rid of all the filth and evil in our lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in our hearts, for it has the power to save our souls. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. That's kind of what we, you know, you always got to have encouragement, you know. That's just what the encouragement is. Not a surprise, but when Melissa Milano was the surprise, when she put a thing up there, like if you've been abused and all this stuff. Okay, this is what Alyssa Milano wrote. Me too. Suggested by a friend, if all the women who have been sexually harassed and assaulted wrote me too as a status, we might give people the sense of magnitude of the problem. I'm offended by that, because that would say that, okay, no man has been sexually abused or someone who has no gender. I mean, what if you don't associate as a man or a woman? There's a university now that the men wore this and the women wore that as the gown, the colors. If you were a man, you wore this color and the women wore that. Now they're Xing that out because some people don't associate with either gender. Now, I will take this back. Now, if you have kids, you may want to take them out of the room for about 2 seconds. But if you were a hermaphrodite, and if you don't know what that is, that's someone that is born with both parts, where they have a male part and they have a vagina, then that's totally different. You know, but if you have only male parts, only female parts, and you don't know whether you're male or female, I can't help you. You need to go to anatomy class on that one. But Alyssa Milano wrote that, and guess who put Me Too on hers? Monica Lewinsky. Gee. But I did not have sexual relations with that woman. The cigar did. I don't understand. I don't know. I mean, but then if you saw Hillary, could you do anything? I'd have to have that, like, what was it from South Park? The paper bag? Oh, this is the sex toy, Mrs. Crabtree. This is the paper bag. Oh, wow. Anyways, but it'd be interesting. Because I've actually thought about following her and putting on there, why don't you also include men in this? And I might do that if I ever find the time. But I'm a busy guy. I do so much. Wow. I don't know if you heard about this. This has gone viral big time, folks. And I don't think it's ever going to end with this going viral, because you have, like, Roger Goodell coming out and saying, well, you know, I really think it's really important that we really stand up for the national anthem. Well, you can't make the players. Legally, he cannot make a player stand up for the national anthem. I mean, you should. I mean, it's common sense. I mean, if my wife sneezes, I'm going to say, bless you. It's called common sense. It's common sense that you would do something like that. And in the process of doing all that, they're losing viewers because people are protesting and not standing for the national anthem and all this. And the NFL is basically like the UN. They have all these meetings and all this talk, but nothing ever gets done, nothing accomplished. I sometimes kind of feel, hey, we got a free America. If you want to protest the national anthem, that's fine. I have the right not to watch the NFL. I have the right to see their ratings tank. You know, it's just like a TV show. If you love it, great. You can watch it. If you don't, you don't. You have a dial. Very simple, folks. Some shows succeed, some shows don't. That's why Jay Leno had 6+ million viewers in his one show, and 3 networks now struggle to get 8 million. 3 networks of late night. You know, because we're actually saying, you know what? I'm not going to watch you, Jon Stewart. I'm not going to watch The Daily Show. I'm not going to watch Stephen Colbert. I'm not going to watch these late night people. Or whoever it is. We're using, you know, that's what people are saying. Okay, who sponsors the NFL so I know not to buy their products? It's all about greed. Because if he could have said, Colin Kaepernick, we support you 1,000,000%. You know, granted, you were raised by a black family. No, you weren't. They deserted you. A white family took you and gave you all the opportunities. He basically is putting the middle finger up to his family that gave him everything that he's saying he can't get because he's black. And say, hey, let's find a constructive way to fix this. No, they let him disrespect the national anthem, and it seems, and you see where it's getting him. And he's going to try to change his tone now. He had the opportunity to say who he was. You know, you get one chance to make a first impression. The NFL and Roger Goodell made their first impression, and I've made up my mind. Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing you never hear. It's like when they went back and forth about, well, look at how much vacation Barack Obama did. Well, look at what Bush did. None of them said, well, hey, maybe they're both wrong. Maybe all the vacationing you claim, if you claim Bush did all this vacationing and spent all this tax dollars going on these vacations and it's wrong, then why aren't you condemning what Obama's doing? Why don't you say, yeah, you're right. What Bush did was wrong, and I don't think Obama should be doing it. No, they just went back and forth complaining with each other. You know, it's like, okay, if I was on MSNBC or somewhere with one of those people, I'd be like, they do have the right to protest. They're not protesting. They have the, you know, they have the right to disrespect our nation if they want to. But then why are they living here? But just like they have the right to do that, I have the right not to watch it, and I have the right to laugh when the viewership plummets. When people stop watching. And I have the right to find out who's sponsoring them and say, hey, I'm not going to use your products. If you're going to continue to support people that disrespect our nation, I'm not going to buy your product. I'll buy someone else's. It's your dollar. You don't have to go to KFC. You don't have to go to, you can go to whoever you want to in this country. You can eat wherever you want to. If you support what, a restaurant stands for, go for it. I don't know if you've heard about it. I gotta get this out because me and one of my friends I used to work with, we make fun of this all the time. But they have like 1080p HD 4 high def photos, you know, 8,000 megapixel photos, all this stuff, and okay, and whenever they get a picture of the blur monster. We nicknamed it the Blur Monster because, 50 years from now, they'll still get, I think I got a picture of Bigfoot and it's blurry. With all the technology they have, they still manage to have the Blur Monster. I've never seen, a clear image. You just, you see that thing? And then they have to, slow it way, way, way down. And then they have to kind of take, a red marker and circle where, and how I'm, how is that little blur that I can barely make out anything? And that's supposed to be Bigfoot? Really? Huh? Looks like a smudge to me. I don't know. But they claim it's Bigfoot. It looks like something out of the 1920s. I've seen photos from the Civil War that was better clarity than this photo. But it's supposed to be in Northern California and all this crap. And there's lots of buzz around it. I'm just saying, folks. I don't get it. Maybe someday I'll figure out the blur monster, but Okay, folks, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. One of those things that you have the choice. And you can choose who to listen to. And I thank you for tuning in. It means a lot. And I'm just thinking out loud in my head about this blur monster because I just don't understand, especially with the chupacabra. Oh, I saw it too. Then whenever they found anything that they think is it, it's just a dog. It's just one of those things. And I just think it's hilarious because... Wait a minute here, folks. I don't get it. You know, I would love to actually see, real clear video. And the only thing that's really going to get anyone that Bigfoot's real is if you actually have DNA. I know they have hair follicles that cannot be traced to any known primate, but it doesn't mean it's a Bigfoot. But I think it's just kind of funny. Moving on, folks, moving on. Wow. I want to get into this because this is, this is just crazy because there's a university that, where is it, in California, Camelo High School, they want to have like, they have like gender things where like, you wear navy blue and you wear blue gowns. And all you have to do is, if you're a male, you wear navy blue. If you're a girl, you wear a blue. Well, what if you think you're a donkey? What do you wear? Well, I guess they're going to get rid of that. So I'm a donkey, so I wear, I don't know what you'd wear. I don't want to know, really. Now, do you wear half and half if you think you're a chick? I guess. I don't know. Who knows? Pardon me. I just wish we could go back to the days of having... If you're a chick, you're a chick. If you're not, you're not. And somewhere along the line, when they had anatomy class, people didn't understand that. A certain type of person that should know pretty... easily, if they're a man or a woman. I can go there. Yeah, we're going to go live here. So I'm working with my executive director here, my wife. So, we're about ready to go live, folks, so bear with me for 1 second. Hello, we're live on Facebook, along with all the viewers in the conversation, and I'm going to get into this one, because this one really struck my heart. Anybody fly Delta Airlines, dump them immediately. There was a soldier that was on the plane, and one of the passengers went around and goes, when he's going off, I want us to sing the national anthem. We got to do it. We got to do it. And got everyone convinced to do this, right? And went to everybody and sat back down. And she was like, wait a minute here. A Delta Airlines person came up to her. Well, our policy in Delta is you cannot sing the national anthem on the plane. And if it was me, I would have said, well, not only are we going to sing the national anthem as this military person gets off the plane who has fallen, but this will be the last flight I will ever take. And you've set your presence. You basically, what you did to me is you had a chance to make a first impression, and your first impression is no national anthem on your plane. If you reverse that and say, now we can. You had the chance to say yes the first time and you didn't. Let me tell you, if I'm on a French Airlines, if I'm on Air France and they want to do the French national anthem, the Marseillaise, yes. What do I do? How do I respect that? Do I stand? Do I kneel? Do I put my hand on my heart? Do I salute? How do I do that? How do I respect that? Why are we so afraid that we're going to offend someone from another country because we sing our own national anthem on our own plane and our own freaking soil? I don't understand. For a fallen soldier. You know what? I hope when North Korea attacks us, the military people need to take a knee and have the NFL players go fight. Let them stand up and fight for this country. Them see what it takes. I don't know what it takes to have a bullet put at my head. I don't know. I've never been. But we have this notion that, oh, we can't offend anyone in this country. Where is there a law that says you will not be offended in America? It doesn't exist, folks. I was taught as a Boy Scout to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Reverent means to respect all religions and customs. If I go to Italy, okay, what am I supposed to do? How do I respect your national anthem if you're going to play it? How do I... Here, I don't get it. I don't get it, folks. I really don't understand. If someone can explain that to me, I'd really like to have that explained. I don't understand that one. I really don't understand that one. You know, but that's how this world works. You know, I mean, it's like when President Obama was president. Oh, see, look at how great the stock market's doing. We're at like our 52nd record high stock market, S&P 500. Where's the media? They don't want to talk about it. All they want to talk about is how Trump is going to trash the greatest health care we have because Barack Obama passed it. Oh, he wants to get rid of all these incentives that help people. All these incentives that supposedly help people that are using Obamacare. Where are these incentives? Because I'd sure like to know how I can get it, because I used to go to my doctor, and if I had a copay of $10 or whatever, I'd pay it. And with the insurance I have, I've never had a copay. Now they don't. No, it's not a copay. We demand $30 up front, and then on top of that, I used to get a bill. Just this is not a specialist. This is just my regular doctor, because they did a thing where Sarah Silverman, she I guess has a show on Hulu, and when she was on the show on Hulu, she went to this Louisiana couple's house and talked to the people, and of course, it's all the same old scripted BS. Because I mean, it had to have been pre-written. Because, like, well, what do you think about gay marriage? And what do you think of, why did you vote for Trump? And it's sort of like, well, like, whenever they would have, like, political debates with Al Gore or whatever, well, what do you think about cannabis? Do you think it should be legalized for medical purposes? Well, I'm not a doctor, nor are you. And I'm like, well, who cares about medical? 1 pound of hemp can produce more ethanol than any other substance on the planet, pound for pound. Why aren't they talking about that? When you had Melissa Etheridge, well, you know, it was almost like scripted questions. And I don't understand that. Because, you know, like, why did you all vote for Trump? Well, I voted for him, but I really don't care for him. And he's just not doing what I thought he would do and all this stuff. And, I mean, I was expecting to have somebody that was, I thought you would go to a family where, yeah, I support Trump. This is why I support him. And it was just sort of like, well, we're just going to cave to you because you're Sarah Silverman. And this is a TV show. And they may have actually probably cut and pasted what their answers were just to get their point across. Because, like, if they ask me, like, well, like I've said this before with gay marriage, I said, well, you know, that's between a man and a woman, marriage. I would want to have something that refers to two men and a term that refers to two women. It's not just a cut and dry thing with me. But whenever I say that, they say, you're against the gay people. So I'm not against gays. I have tons of gay friends. But, you know, I don't know. This is, and it's just, I wish they could get realistic people. But then when you watch Gold Rush and you find out later that, oh, well, they wanted them to fight. They wanted them to have problems. They wanted them to have issues. And it's like, I got to the point where, okay, I'm just going to watch the final episode to see what the gold tally was, because I was tired of, because I didn't want to watch fighting. So I'm going to get into one last story from Facebook Live, and then I'm going to get off of here because my producer is, you know, so she can go back doing her producing stuff. But this is interesting, folks. Rice University researchers explain why prescription heroin could fight the opioid epidemic. Yes. There's an actual country where they did this, where they legalized heroin. It's free. All you have to do is go to this clinic. And one thing they realized is, first of all, there's no needle sharing. Second of all, it's pharmaceutically made, so they know what's in it. They're trying to figure out what they can add to it to get people's cravings to go down, to make their sickness not as bad. They're not sharing needles. Teenagers are not saying, oh, let's go to the free clinic and shoot up. You can't sell it. It's illegal. You'll go to jail, but it doesn't matter because who would buy it if you can get it for free? And the usages are plummeting. Like I said before, if you can find almost any illegal drug in a prison in solitary confinement, how do you think you're going to stop it with the cops? You're not going to stop it. Legalize it, tax it. There you go. It's not like the average person's going to say, oh, thank God heroin's legal. Now I can finally use it. I'm going to shoot up right now. And that's not going to be the case. You're going to have some naive 16-year-old that thinks, oh, cool, man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get like 5 million like cc's of heroin and just shoot it all up at once. I'm going to instantly die. And, you know, I mean, people do that with alcohol. Let's see how drunk I can get. I get Everclear. When I was in high school, they had a video where these kids got in a wreck and it's one of those like projector things and they hit the tree and they had like, well, we were just mixing Coke and Everclear. We didn't think we could get drunk. And it's one of these like where that video made me laugh more than it taught me not to drink. I was just more laughing my ass off than anything. The tree came out right in front of me. But I want to thank everyone who listens around the world and to all those on Facebook. Thank you so much. And from Facebook Live, goodbye. If you're listening on the conversation, you can continue to hear me. Bye-bye. But it's one of those things that it's interesting because the researchers are saying, hey, why not try this out? Why not try something? Why not? Let's see what happens. Let's see where this goes. You know, I really believe the tobacco industry tried to do that. The tobacco industry tried to actually do that. And what I mean is they tried to see what they could add to tobacco to make it safer. And it ended up not being the case. And they found out that no. And before they could really get anything that could really, besides palladium, to make cigarettes safer, it went backwards. And I think it's what they're trying to do in those countries where that country where they legalized it and it's free is what can we add to it to make it curb cravings and stuff and try to help people? You know, I don't understand, okay? Okay, we're going to throw you in prison. Why don't we try to get people help? I'm not saying every person that is going to do cannabis or do something is actually going to get, help. You know? I'm not saying that if you say, okay, instead of arresting people, get people help, you're not going to cure everybody. I'm sorry. But you should at least try. Yes. Sorry, Ted, but I took your viewers. Wow. Ha ha. Maybe four of them. But anyways, folks, it's just one of those things that I'm passionate about something, you know? I mean, speak of the devil, Melissa Etheridge got busted with cannabis. But it's legal, but the problem is, and that's the thing they're trying to figure out is, okay, it's legal for me to have. Because I'm from California, well, it's not really. I mean, that's the thing. If we and Melissa moved to Colorado so I could get medical cannabis, I wouldn't give up my Second Amendment rights. And I still need to look that up because the way I'm understanding is you have to give up your right to own a gun, period. But then I've heard other people say, no, it's just if you own guns, you can keep the ones you have, but you can't get any more. So I don't know. But anyways, we couldn't leave Colorado because if I needed my medication, I couldn't take it with me because it's illegal in any other state. And I couldn't go to Indiana with it, even though it's legal. But because technically it's not legal in Colorado, they just state legalized it. It's still federally illegal. They can still, a federal officer can still arrest you for cannabis. It's highly unlikely that's going to happen, but they could, anytime you go into a cannabis shop in Colorado, they could potentially bust it and you go to jail. But hey. It's one of those things that when you look at and you go, not many people think about that, but hey, that could happen. But, you know, that's the big issue is, okay, and if you're a star on a tour bus and they come after you and they say, hey, we're going to check your bus. Him and her and Todd Rundgren had like THC liquid and all that stuff. So, you know, I just want to smoke pot when I'm on the road on tour all day. Bump, bump, bump. That's Todd Rundgren. But it needs to honestly get changed nationally, or else you have a hard time, because yes, if I moved to Michigan, I could possibly get it as a medicine, but then at the same time, I'd be screwballed because I couldn't bring it to Indiana. Because if I get caught with it, I'm screwed. So if I need my medication, I'd have to try to do whatever I could to, because I couldn't get caught with it in Indiana. So but that's how the cookie crumbles, folks. You know, you take the good, you take the bad. We're making small strides. One giant leap for mankind and cannabis at the same time. But, hey. Got some good news, though. Prince Williams and Kate Middleton are expecting to have their third baby. That's just... oh, that's going to be cool to see them have a baby, you know. Something good for a change coming out of the news. You know, hey, a baby. Not someone being murdered or whatever. And over there, like, they're like... imagine if, like, Hillary Clinton was, like, a king or queen. Lord help us. But it's just one of those things that... as a lot of Americans, we don't have that king and queenism over here, and to those people, it's a big thing, and it's kind of just neat, because to me, it's the most amazing thing in the world, because when you have morning sickness, it's your body trying to get rid of that foreign object in your body, and you know, it's an amazing gift from God. And it's sad when people take God's gift and throw it in the garbage. And it's just one of those things that, you know, so many people take for granted. I can't believe when I read this. But there is a World War I monument that they have that is going to be torn down. I don't know how. Okay, this is not my monument, folks. This is for all the people in World War I. But I guess you have this issue where you have people offended. You know, federal court rules World War I monument cross must be torn down. Back in 1952, the American Legion erected a monument in Waynesburg, MD, to honor the memory of 49 men who perished during World War I. The 40-foot-tall memorial became a peace cross. In 2014, the American Humanist Association a group that believes in being good without God, filed a lawsuit alleging the cross-shaped memorial is unconstitutional and demanded it be demolished, altered, or removed. Maybe we need to counter. Maybe we need to be suing them. I mean, I want someone to explain to me how a cross in my yard is forcing you to believe in Jesus Christ. I want to know how that forces you to be a Christian. If someone can tell me, I may have to get an atheist on the show and have them explain to me how a cross in my yard is forcing you to be a Christian. And this says dangerous precedent, because then they can say, okay, well, yeah, there's a cross on that church. It's got to come down. I'm offended. You're going to have to remove this church. I'm offended. And this is going to set precedent where they'll probably have free reign to, okay, now all you have to do is just sue any religious symbol. We need to just sue and have it taken down, everything. Yeah, your church of God sign. Yeah, and your church, that's offensive. I want it taken down immediately. You're going to have to change your name, whatever. We're going to win this court case. Well, because this court case, we're going to win. Then we're going to have all the churches shut down. I don't get it. It just makes me sick. It does. It makes me... I was watching this special one time, and this guy goes, where are the Christian groups? Why aren't they fighting back? And why aren't they suing to begin with? I got that link up, and I'm going to talk to a representative from there. And probably by next Tuesday, I'll have an answer from them. I would love to have someone. Cause, I mean, I just look at it like this. You can say what you want, but when they die, they'll have to answer to God. That's all I got to say. We all have to. Moving on, folks. Chelsea Handler's Netflix talk show to end after season 2 so she can focus on activism. Well, Netflix is saying that, hey, your show was canceled. Oh, no, I'm going to leave the show. Yeah, no, if you were one of the top Netflix shows out there, you wouldn't be going anywhere. You're trying to finagle your way out of this stupid thing because you got canceled. I want to focus on political activism because I want to have a world where I can't protest. I'm protesting now so I can live in a world where I can't protest. That's what these people want. They're protesting to have a place like North Korea or Cuba where you can't do anything, where you don't have a say, where the government tells you what to do. And I hope they wake up before it's too late. Like that lady who woke up, and that Obama phone lady, when she was on InfoWars, and by the time she found out she was screwed, it was too late. By the time she realized, wait a minute here, I am paying more in taxes, I am paying more in healthcare, I am paying more in everything. Everything has gone 10 times, has gone up in price tenfold. And you're going to tell me? We need to get these people to realize the truth, but most of them, they don't care. You're never going to, and that's the problem. I get, like I used to say, and it's been a while since I've said this, but people ask me this all the time. How do you change someone who's never going to, how do you get someone to, how do you get through to someone that thinks that Cuba is great? Like living in North Korea would be a dream. Like we need to be like Cuba or North Korea. They want socialism in this country. It's great. You know, they support this liberal socialist ideology, and there's nothing you're ever going to do that's ever going to convince them. Never. Never in a million years.
Actually, Joe wants to move to Saudi Arabia because women are more free over there.
You know, because women actually in the Muslim faith have actually more freedom, you know. If you believe that, man, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I want to thank you for tuning in, no matter where you are, because I'm sure you deal with this, and maybe if you live in France or in England, where people crap on your country and they're expected to just like shut up, they have the right to. Most countries, they don't really have that right, and they won't let you say what you want to say about disrespecting their nation. Gotta be who you gotta be. You know, that's why I love this country. We have remotes. We don't have America Channel 1, America Channel 2, and America Channel 3, and that's all you get. And everything is programmed by the government. I'm going to get into this. Anti-Trump CNN host Chris Cosimo calls viewer a lemmy in nasty splat, because a lemmy is basically like a... Oh, you don't want to know what a lemmy is, because it's like a pest. It is like a small, pesty rodent that is widely believed to commit suicide by jumping off a cliff simply because it is following its leader. And he's basically saying, you blind idiot, you're just following Trump and you don't know anything. No, the Trump supporter is the educated one. I would just like to sit there and say, oh, so you support all those Obama supporters that after they voted ask who his running mate was and they couldn't answer him, they couldn't tell him because they didn't know? Yeah, do you think Barack Obama did a good job in choosing Vanna White as his running mate? Well, yeah, I think Vanna would do a great job. You know, it's going to be sad to see her leave the Wheel of Fortune, but, you know, that's how it goes. That's how it is, folks. We got to come together. I mean, even, and this is hilarious because Trump on Twitter the other day actually came out and again said that, you know, James Comey defended and protected Hillary Clinton. That's a big surprise there. I don't know if it was as much as protected her and defended her as much as, hey, if I try to hang her, I'm going to die. Yeah. And I honestly believe, pardon me, but he did that. Like, okay, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut so I can live another day. Hey, wouldn't you all? But just this country's falling apart because everyone is offended by everything. We need to get a group of people to come together and say, yeah, your group offends me because I'm a Christian and atheism offends me, so we need to get them shut down. I want them closed. I don't think they have the right to be here because I'm offended by them. This country is about freedom. How can you say you have freedom if all, yeah, I'm offended by this, you're going to take it down, we're suing you? But it's just amazing all these Hawaii judges are taking down these travel bans. Oh, we got to let all these terrorists in this country. You know, when Obama's president, oh, we got to have travel bans. We can't let these evil people in from these countries. We got to have travel bans. Now, You know, I think Trump needs to just start being very, very liberal and just do all these tweets about, you know, being anti-gun and going for everything they support. And just, well, I just want to see them sit there and like support a travel ban and support guns and support all these things that they're against. Because they can't, his supporters cannot say anything. They can't say anything. They are what they are. You know, they can't, they don't have a backbone. Every time they just flip-flop whatever they want. I mean, listen to one of my shows 3 years ago. You hear the same stuff I'm saying now because I haven't really changed my viewpoint. You should have a term that refers to two guys getting married. And this term refers to two women getting married. And this term refers to a man and a woman called marriage. You know, maybe two men you call it a unity. Maybe two women you call it a coming together. And when you hear that term, oh, my friend is coming together. Oh, she found a girlfriend? Oh, that's great. Them two are going to live happily ever after. And they get all the benefits, but you don't call it marriage. But when I say that, oh, you're just a racial bigot who doesn't like gay people. What? Because if I was gay, I would not want to call it marriage if I was getting with a man. How is that wrong? How is it wrong for? See, I don't try to change. I don't try to take the gay lifestyle and call it my own. They created their own lifestyle. What they do, they wear pink tutus and dance around and do all kinds of cool stuff. Their culture is their own, just like the black culture is their own. Why don't they have something that's their own? Why don't they have terminology that's their own that refers to two guys and two girls coming together and living happy ever after? How is that anti-gay? I guess not. I mean, I had a girl at work we were talking about, and she goes, well, like, what's the key to a relationship? Because one of the girls is, like, married 28 years. I've married 3, I think.
In June.
And I love giving her crap. But anyways, it's like, you know, I said, the key is you gotta let the people be who they are. You know, if I love rugby, I'm going to watch rugby. Don't sit there and as soon as you get married, think, oh, you're not going to watch that crap, are you? You know, if you're not into it, that's fine. That's fine if you're not into rugby. But don't keep me from watching it. If you're into... And what is my wife into? Murder, She Wrote, I think it is. She watches, I don't... You know, the Murray Tyler Moore Show, something like that. But whatever your wife would be into, my wife's not into those. But whatever she's into, let her do what she does. Let her be herself. I mean, I do have, you know, to me, I want to treat my woman like a princess because that's what they are. They're a gift from God. You know, that's the biggest key is, you know, we don't have arguments. We have misunderstandings. And then usually 2 days later we laugh at it because not even that long. But I mean, you know, but that's how it is. I mean, it's a misunderstanding, I call it. You know, but see, some misunderstandings last a lot longer. Like when the Detroit Tigers get a new manager, and you sit there and you're like, okay, he is a man who, oh Lord, Minnesota Twins, 13 years. Oh, what are we doing? I thought we would, I mean, Ron Gardenhire, 13 years. He had a .507 win average, 1,068 wins, 1,039 losses. But his postseason is 6-21. He made it to the postseason at a 13-year 6, but didn't really do anything in the postseason. I have Tom Smith and Tom Sisko, two of my friends think it's a great hire. I'm not so sure. I really thought we could do better than that. But hey,
time will tell.
I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, just like Jose Mourinho knows backtracking on Manchester United and saying, I never was wanting to leave PSG. I don't have a contract at United, so I can't sign a new one. Hello? That's why I said I don't have a contract to sign. I'm not signed. I have no thing of setting the contract. You know, we'll get a win any way we can. And we won 1-0 against Benfica on a free kick by Marcus Rashford. And M. Silvar, the goalie, caught the ball and walked back and passed the line and scored. Some people new to football didn't realize that, but if you're the goalie and the other team kicks the ball to you, if he would have just knocked it out of the way to the left or to the right, United may have gotten the ball back if it didn't go out of bounds, but hey, he grabbed the ball and walked backwards, not thinking about it, and walked into the goal and scored for him. An own goal. Huh. I mean, I saw about 60% of the highlights, and they weren't bad. I think they just got to get off of that international break and get their feet wet again. And I could see how that could be easily done because, okay, you're used to Monday you do this, Tuesday you do this, Wednesday you do this, Thursday you do this, Friday you do this. You know, you have a Champions League game on Wednesday, okay. Then you do this and this, and then Saturday you have a game or Sunday you have a game. You have a routine. And when you get out of that routine and you have to play for a week with players that you normally don't play with, and, okay, well, you know, he does a different setup, and, you know, I'm a winger here where I'm a left back, you know. I'm more in a defensive role on the national team versus an offensive role, you know. I'm more midfield here, you know. I'm in the 7 position here where I'm in the 10 there, you know, whatever the case may be, you know. People out of whack, you know. I've said this, and I will say this. I think Mourinho's, we'll get 5 years out of him, I think. I don't think he has plans on going. I think he's just kind of frustrated because you guys have huge pocketbooks. And I can't get the play. You know, when Man City spent money and got the players that they wanted, and look at what's happening. We're having one of the best starts in a long time. Since Alex Ferguson left, we're having one of the best starts. So let's roll with it. This Premier League is so exciting now because there are teams that are doing great, teams that are like, why are they horrible? And it's just, it's so exciting because any team can win on any given Saturday or Sunday. Even Crystal Palace can win. I love giving my buddy crap. I have a friend that's a huge Chelsea fan I went to school with, and he gave me crap for the longest time when they would win, and now I get to give them crap when they got beat by Crystal Palace. It was priceless. But it's all in good fun. He's just, yeah. It's just going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out, and I think we will get some transfers come January. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how the season progresses, and I do think Chelsea's got to do something. You know, I think once we get Zlatan Ibrahimovic back, I think once we get some of the players that are injured back, we're going to have a good team. and I can't wait, so it's going to be fun. You know, I do think I've never been a fan of Mourinho in his press conferences because he's very blunt and to the point. Yeah, we sucked. What, so what? Any questions? They played horrible. We done now? I'm out of here. We lost 5-0, asshole. What the hell? You're going to tell me? You're going to ask me a question like that? What happened on the pitch?
Nothing.
Nothing. They did not listen. We need to make sure that the trainers take the wax out of their ears so they can listen. I mean, that's the big. I used to post on my Facebook his interviews because they were just hilarious. At the end of the games when he'd get beat, like that last year in Chelsea when he basically left mid-season, his interviews were hilarious because I swear they just knew what was going to piss him off and ask him some questions. I swear that's what those guys on the BBC were doing. But hey. But, you know, he's been successful, so. Oh, wow. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on the Facebook Live and wherever you are around the world. Just know that you have the power to change. And you can do a lot of things. Don't just rely on do stuff. Make stuff happen. You know? Thing, you know, a gun's not going to go off on its own. You have to pull the trigger. And with that, remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, everybody, and God bless.